Well, following about 2 weeks' speculation, I got confirmed late on Friday evening, that there's 16 asylum seekers coming to Port Salon this morning. Or not tomorrow, not this morning, sorry, sometime today. And it's a secrecy of the whole thing that seems to annoy people locally, that it's very hard to get any information on it. I've been looking for 10 days to get information on it, and it's very, very difficult. But I finally got confirmation there on Friday evening, and the local people feel let down by the powers that be, that 16 people coming to a remote area like Port Salon nearly doubles the population. That's going to be about Port Salon in the winter time. And that there would be more information would be forthcoming, that there would be better services possibly provided for them as well in the area, because anybody knows Port Salon, knows surely in the goodwill in the summertime. It's a very nice place to be with a lovely beach, and there's a shop and a pub and a restaurant there. And after that, the service for these people is coming from other countries. I think they deserve better, and they should be getting better.
They are there on a temporary basis, though. However, are you maybe concerned that that might be longer than is initially promised?
Well, it's supposed to be emergency accommodation, and I believe that the property is leased for 6 months to start off with. But knowing the way that this government does things, I'm quite sure that'll just be the beginning, and that possibly will be a rollover. The secrecy is very hard to get any information on, but that's the information I have on it so far.
It does seem quite a trend nationally, doesn't it, that asylum seekers are being housed in quite remote locations right across the country?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I do believe that as far as I can find out, it's usually the more urban, larger urban areas that get some, but because of lack of accommodation for them in these areas, that they're looking for this emergency accommodation in the more remote and rural areas. Therefore, there is going to be a lot less services, and I think it's up to the powers to be to provide them services to be sure that they integrate properly with the local area. But I'm saying that at the same time, if it's going to be temporary, just until their application is processed, well, they're going to be moving out, and there's going to be new ones coming in all the time. So it's going to be very hard to integrate them into the local area.
And these people will struggle as it is to integrate into the local area. And with, as you say, like a distinct lack of services, it will make that all the more difficult.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what to do. But I do think that for the priority should be an income week is ensure that the services that's required are provided immediately once they do land.